Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sunteck Realty's earnings conference call for Q3 and nine months FY25. We have with us today Mr. Kamal Khetan, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Mr. Prashant Chaubey, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Abhishek Shukla, the Vice President of Strategy and Investor Relations. Please note this call will be for 30 minutes, and for the duration of the conference call, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. This conference call is being recorded, and the transcript for the same may be put up on the website of the company. After the management's discussion, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. There will be a Q&A session, and we request to restrict questions to two per participant. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Before I hand the conference over to the management, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during the course of this call may not be based on historical information or facts and may be forward-looking statements, including those related to business statements, plans, and strategies of the company, its future financial condition, and growth prospect. These forward-looking statements are based on expectations and projections and may involve a number of risks and uncertainties and other factors that could cause actual results, opportunities, and growth potential to differ materially from those suggested by such statements. I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Khetan, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A very good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for joining us today to participate in our company's earnings conference call for the third quarter and nine months of the financial year FY25. I would like to take you through the key developments in this period. We registered a strong pre-sales growth of 40% in our third quarter, surpassing our growth guidance of 30-35%. We now stand at rupees 1,661 crores pre-sales for the nine-month FY25, our highest ever so far. The strong growth in pre-sales was driven by our Uber Luxury segment, which comprises our three BKC projects, namely Signature Island, Signia Heights, and Signia Pearl, and now Nepean Sea Road project. We have strategized our portfolio to have higher sales contribution from the Uber Luxury projects, which has a very high embedded EBITDA margin. On the business development front, we have added Nepean Sea Project 2, which brings an additional gross development value, GDV value, of approx 2,400 crores. This addition boosts the total GDV of the Nepean Sea Road project.
The line for the management has been disconnected. Please stay connected while we reconnect the line for the management. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the line for the management reconnected. Please go ahead, sir.
Sorry, apologies for this technical snag. I think I will repeat once again. So from the strong growth in pre-sales was driven by our Uber Luxury segment, which comprises of three BKC projects, namely Signature Island, Signia Heights, and Signia Pearl, and now Nepean Sea Road project. We have strategized our portfolio to have higher sales contribution from the Uber Luxury projects, which has a very high embedded EBITDA margin. On the business development front, we have added Nepean Sea Project 2, which brings an additional gross development value to approx 2,400 crores. This addition boosts the total GDV of our Nepean Sea Road project to around 5,400 crores, marking a significant milestone in our growth trajectory. The total GDV of Sunteck as of nine months FY25 stands at rupees 40,225 crores, which has more than doubled in the last 2 years. We are quite upbeat on our business development pipeline, and you will see similar growth in times to come, which will be all will be with higher EBITDA margins. Our strong net operating cash flows surplus of approximately rupees 312 crores in nine months of FY25 has further strengthened our balance sheet with a net cash surplus of rupees 61 crores. We are now gearing up to launch a new phase in Sunteck City at ODC Goregaon West. The total GDV of this phase is rupees 3000 crores distributed over two towers. We are also preparing a launch for one more new tower at Sunteck Sky Park Mira Road. We expect Q4 FY25 to be the best ever quarter on pre-sales till date for Sunteck, given our upcoming launches and strong pre-sales momentum. Now, I shall now hand over the call to Prashant Chaubey to take you through the financial performance of 9 months FY25.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. I trust you have had the opportunity to go through our latest results and the investor presentation, which are published on our company website and the stock exchanges. I would like to take this opportunity to share a brief update on financial and operational performance of Q3 and 9 months of FY25. The key details are as follows. We sold rupees 635 crores worth of area in Q3 FY25, which is a 40% growth over Q3 of FY24. During the 9 months FY25, pre-sales registered a growth of 34% with booking value of rupees 1,661 crores over rupees 1,237 crores for 9 months FY24. Collections for Q3 FY25 stood at rupees 336 crores versus 438 crores in Q3 FY24. While for 9 months FY25, collections stood at rupees 945 crores versus rupees 940 crores in 9 months FY24. The strong collections have resulted in a net operating cash flow surplus of rupees 312 crores as of 9 months FY25. Operating revenue grew by 281% year-on-year for 3 months ended December 24 to rupees 162 crores in comparison to rupees 42 crores in the same period in the last financial year, owing to recognition of revenues from Sunteck World projects and the BKC projects. EBITDA stood at rupees 48 crores in Q3 FY25 versus EBITDA loss of 15 crores in the same period last year. EBITDA margin stood at 30%. We reported net profit of rupees 43 crores over Q3 FY24 net loss of rupees 10 crores. For the 9 months ended FY25, operating revenue grew by 369% to rupees 647 crores on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA stood at rupees 117 crores and we reported a net profit of rupees 99.9 crores. Our net debt to equity stands at we are a net debt zero company with a net cash surplus of rupees 61 crores, and with this we open the floor for questions. Thank you
very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. In order to ensure that the management is able to address queries from all the participants in the question conference, kindly restrict your questions to 2 at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good evening, everyone. Just to clarify, you mentioned that this quarter's Uber Luxury sales was contributed by, some of the contribution came from Nathan C. Road project as well. Did I heard that correctly?
Yeah, so it is, Pritesh, the Uber Luxury sales come from both BKC and our Nathan C. Road project as well.
Okay, and if you can you give us some, contribution, how much it was, just if you can.
So the total contribution from Uber Luxury segment was close to 422 crores.
Okay. And second, on the GDV increase that I see for Nathan C. Road project, versus the last disclosure, I think Q2 we mentioned that it's around 2,500 crores. For this first Nathan C. Road project, now it has increased to 2,635. is it because of some area increase, you know, we are developing something higher, or it's purely because of some realization increase?
No, so it's due to the area increase. Now the area becomes the total area from both Nepean Sea Road 1 and 2 becomes close to 250,000 to 275,000. And that is how, and the total GDV becomes, by addition of another 2,400 crore, the total GDV becomes 5,400 crore.
Okay, okay. And so congrats on one more project in Nepean Sea, you know. Now, overall, how you look at the potential in Nepean Sea? Do you see in future any more, you know, societies, etc., being acquired by us for, you know, expanding our portfolio in Nepean Sea Road?
So, Nepean Sea Road, see, we are very clear that obviously we are going to do, we are very upbeat about our new acquisitions which are going on, and which we are very clear at the same time, which will be at a very high EBITDA margin. We will not be taking redevelopment just at very low margins, even there is a competition. So we are only eyeing at those locations. And obviously we all know that Uber luxury segment is the most, the best segment, which is doing the best. So the most of our incremental BD you will see in that segment, and without compromising on EBITDA margins.
But any more potential you see there in Nepean Sea Road?
Yes, we see this potential to grow further. This,
okay,
we are
okay.
Looking at that for sure.
I have a few more on follow up, but I'll join back the queue and take it later. Thank you.
Thank you, Pritesh.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. The next question comes from Biplab Debarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I got disconnected for momentarily. I don't know whether you have answered this. Just wanted to know, sir, since you have sold in Nepean Sea Road project, could you give us some insight about the project in terms of what kind of products, ticket size, and how many towers, and also in this quarter's pieces, what was the contribution of just Nepean Sea Road?
So, I want to very clearly say that we are looking this project to be one of the best high-end project of the country. This we want to, we have conceptualized this project to be amongst the best in the country and one of the largest in the high-profile micro market. We are already witnessing a strong interest from all the ultra-HNIs and industries. And what we have done is we have right now given to the owners, we have committed and given the areas to the existing high-profile owners of the owners of the apartment, what we have done right now.
So this is not pre-sale, sir?
This is a pre-sale. We have taken also the, accordingly we have done the agreement and documentation. This is a part of the pre-sale. This is part of the pre-sale.
Okay. And in terms of launches in the 4Q, what would be the actual, you have two towers you're planning to launch in Oshiwara and in Mira Road. I just wanted to understand in terms of actual GDV, what would be the launch pipeline in 4Q?
So that's why we are quite confident. That's why we said Q4 will be, I think you got disconnected. So Q4, that's what we are trying to say, that our Q4 expecting to be the best ever quarter on pre-sales till the date for Suntec, because of obviously the upcoming launches, which is one, we are looking at new phase launch at ODC, which is at Goregaon West, obviously. The GDV value of that is 3,000 crore. This will comprise of, that phase will comprise of two towers, which is 3,000 crore. And one tower, which we are looking to do at Suntec Beach Residences, SBR. And one new tower at Suntec Sky Park at Mira Road. And the one tower at Sunteck Beach Residences, we are looking to that to be the at the GDV value of close to 250 to 300 crores. And another tower which is at Sunteck Sky Park at Mira Road, the GDV value is close to 600 crore to 700 crores.
Thank you. The line for the current participant has dropped from the queue. We'll move on to the next question. The next question comes from Parvez from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations, sir, for a great set of numbers and also the strong pipeline of launch in Q4. So my question is with regards to FY26. I mean, you did mention that we'll have three launches in Q4. But in FY26, what incremental new projects or phases can we see coming up for launches across our existing as well as pipeline projects? Thank you.
So, Parvez, frankly, you know, so we have all, what we talk about are growth engines. These are all large projects. So we don't have to very frankly worry. If you see Sunteck City, we are sitting on the large parcel of land. So definitely we'll be launching something new in ODC, again, Goregaon West in FY, when we are talking about FY26. And when it comes to Naigaon, obviously we will be obviously launching one more place. And when it comes to Sky Park, we can look at launching at least one more tower there in FY26. So you will see all the launches across all the projects which are larger projects, and plus obviously we will look at something new which we can launch. We can obviously look at launching it from our existing other portfolios which has not been launched. We can look at even that in queue over and above what we are looking. So we have what guidance, we have surpassed our guidance almost what we have committed for this year. And we are quite confident that what are launches which are there for the next year, FY26. There also we are quite optimistic about having a similar or a better growth than this.
So can we target, let's say, 25-30% pre-sales growth in FY26 also?
Yes, very easily. Yes, very easily and very confident about it.
Sure, sir. Second question is with regards to our under construction annuity project at ODC. So when do we see that getting completed?
So what we are talking about to start that project is after our launch of very soon the launch of this Fifth Avenue, which we are launching in ODC, and we are looking to complete that project. The commercial project in FY 28.
Sure. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from Vaibhav Sabu from Nippon AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for giving me the opportunity and congrats to the team on a good quarter. Sir, just a couple of things. Wanted to understand in terms of, approvals for the launches that you have mentioned. How are we...
Vaibhav, can I interrupt? Just can you start? Initially, you were not sounding properly. I was not able to hear you. Can you start the question once again?
In terms of the projects that you have mentioned for the launches, which we are going to do in Q4, how far are we in the terms of approvals?
Obviously, when we are talking about above any project, which is we are looking to launch in this quarter, current quarter, we are obviously at a very advanced stage, and that's why we are very confident. Even if we are talking about 3 to 4 launches, and even if we are confident that even if we skip one due to some approval problems or something, we are confident that our targets will be easily surpassed than what it is.
Okay. And sir, just one more thing. In Sunteck City, ODC, around what would be the area which we would be launching?
So in one tower, we'll be close to 0.5 we will be close to 4 lakh to 5 lakh square feet.
Okay. So total would be around, let's say, 0.9 to 1 million square feet.
0.8 to 1 million square feet in both the towers put together.
Understood.
So we are looking to launch one tower right now, immediately in Q4.
Okay. Just for the FY26 pipeline, can we expect that Dubai project to come in for FY26?
We said whatever projects which are new projects which are there in queue, so we definitely very optimistic, like we committed about the Nepean Sea Road and we are well in time, we can see that we are trying to get that in line. Similarly, we are looking at Dubai also to launch in FY26.
Understood. And sir, just one last thing, if I could please say.
To make you aware, we also have Bandra, we also have Borivali, and we also have one or two more new projects which are there in our portfolio. So at least we are confident, even if we launch two or three out of them, we will easily achieve our against growth targets, what we are achieving, but targeting at close to 30% plus in pre-sales.
Just one last, if I could squeeze in, just on the, you know, launch strategy, so we would be launching the Nepean Sea project to only post, you know, complete pulled out of Nepean Sea project one, or whether this would come in at a later stage, even let's say when we have some inventory in project one.
Well, it will be very hard to explain you what are our plans on the call. I think we can discuss this offline. But definitely, this is part of first launch only. When we are talking Nepean Sea 1, Nepean Sea 2, that is part of the same tower and same launch.
Understood. Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Vaibhav.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. We have the next follow-up question coming from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. Just one question on collections. It's still lagging the pre-sales, but I think given we are about to deliver, Avenue 4, how do you expect this collection trajectory moving forward, and what could be the key triggers for this collection to scale up from here on?
Pritesh, Prashant this side. So as you know, collections are milestone driven. On completion of Suntec City 4th Avenue at ODC Goregaon West, plus initiation of construction at Suntec Sky Park Mira Road, you will see collections jumping in the coming quarters. Moreover, with further progress in construction at Suntec Beach Residences Vasai and Suntec Christian Park at Kalyan, you will see growth in collections. Thank you.
Got it. And these triggers are will happen in next one or two quarters, or some of them will probably take little longer?
Whatever we are talking about, it will happen in the near-term quarters as well, and it will sustain because construction will keep on moving up at a fast pace.
Got it. Fair enough. Thank you. That's it from my side. All the best.
So, Pritesh, just to reiterate, so Q4, you will see Q4 and Q1 of FY26, definitely you will see the big jump coming from the giving the possessions of 4th Avenue, and plus then there will be follow up other projects ka possession. So this will be sustained, basically. That's what we are trying to say.
Sure. That's very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would take that as our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Khaitan, for closing comments.
Thank you all for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today. In case if any of your queries have been left unanswered, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team. We truly value your continued support and look forward to strengthening this relationship. And thank you once again. Thank you. Thank you everyone.
Thank you for taking out the time for Sunteck's earnings conference call. You may now disconnect.